CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Alec Baldwin case dismissed. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Alec Baldwin crying with relief as his involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico came to a sudden and surprising halt less than an hour ago. Not only that, it's completely over. Case dismissed by the judge, using the legal term with prejudice, meaning the case against Baldwin cannot be retried. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Siding with defense attorneys who filed the motion, saying prosecutors withheld evidence related to disputed ammunition, Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer says her decision is based on the misconduct of police and prosecutors. The decision followed an hours-long hearing without the jury, where one of the state prosecutors called herself as a witness.
This is the case about the fatal movie set shooting of the Western Rust in 2021 of the head camera operator, Helena Hutchins. Baldwin cried and embraced his attorneys after the judge's decision. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Cazenovia man lost his life due to injuries sustained in a single vehicle crash. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was dispatched to the crash near the intersection of State Highway 58 and Lost Hollow Road around 11:45 Sunday morning. Deputies arrived on scene and provided medical care to the lone occupant, Donald Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia, until Cazenovia Fire, EMS, and Ithaca first responders arrived. Hanko was transported by Cazenovia EMS to the Richland Hospital. Donald Hanko later died as a result of his injuries. A funeral mass for Donald Hanko will be held at 3 o'clock Tuesday at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Cazenovia. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 3. It's going to be a warm one today with lots of sunshine and a high of 85. Then tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog possible and a low of 62. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he really did. He's doing a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command, composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olsen. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
It is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It is TGIBPF. I did it there. Got it right. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday, Johnny Lupinacci. I know you were waiting for me to flub that, man.
No, man. I mean, I wait all week for you to drop your favorite acronym, and then you nail it, man. There's only a couple times where you jumbled the letters, but you know what? It's good to keep us on our toes, and it doesn't matter what order those letters actually come in. It gets us to the same thing. It's Friday. We're here chopping it up. This is going to be an extra fun Friday.
Absolutely.
Because you've got a little bit of trivia for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Trivia, man. You know what we don't need any questions or quizzes on is who sponsors Busted Pencils. It's Binoculars Brewing Company, who are big-time advocates of public education and are always working hard to build community and make great beer. Binoculars Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great one beer at a time. Check out binoculabrewingcompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Tim, thinking for days.
Are you ready?
What's it going to be?
You ready?
Tim Baum a couple weeks ago with some trivia on it was a blast.
Okay.
So he said, producer Jess, she has a knack for finding and seeing the greatness in Tim, our sandpaper finish. She finds a shine. And she said, Tim, that was magic. Let's do trivia once a week. So here we are.
Friday,
the Tim Baum of the day. Trivia time. Tim, hit us.
Hey, it is ready. We are ready to go. And people watching on the Twitter, on the Facebook and stuff, you can see what is at stake tonight. Another Busted Pencils t-shirt there, Johnny Lupinacci, for the first person to call in accurately and give us the answer. Jess, you got a comment there? I thought it looked like you were going to be like, hey, wait, where's my t-shirt? Hey,
I do Busted Pencils, though. When do I get one?
Fully, you will get one. 855-752-4842. Put that number out there right away because I know some people are like, wait, what's the number? I need to call. Hey, do that. Make sure you have the Civic Media app. The question, the trivia is here today. The use of a submarine in a military setting, the date. What was the date of the first use of a submarine for a military excursion, and what was the name of that submarine, if you can figure that out? So, yeah, we're looking for the first use of a submarine in a military engagement, and then the date that that happened and the name of that submarine. That's what we're putting out there today. So that's it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Tim's trivia. First submarine used. The name of the first submarine that was used in a military excursion and the date that that use occurred. If you can call in, first person to call in, it's your Busted Pencils t-shirt. And if you're going like, what do they look like? Hey, jump on the Twitter, jump on the Facebook, jump on the YouTube. You can see right now, I'm modeling one right now. I will not give you the one off my back unless somebody has a special request for that. We could possibly do that. But yeah, so there it is.
There's paperwork you have to sign for that.
there's all kinds of red tape involved in that. Tim, this Johnny, is a recap. So what we're looking for here in today's Tim's trivia is that you would like us to know, which by the way, I have no idea. So I'm gonna be part of this probing to figure out like what kind of clues you might be able to drop that might help our listeners. So we're looking for the date of the first used submarine in combat, and the name of that submarine. My guess is it's got some kind of, I think I might know the name.
Okay.
But I don't know. I have no idea where. So I'll hold that back. But I think it's, I want to say it's a particular kind of animal that's named after, maybe. I remember flipping through picture books in elementary school and seeing this.
I see the noggin working there, man. I can see it working.
But I'm not sure.
I got nothing.
I'm not just saying this, but I do love submarines. I would never be in one nor go in one, but it's a cool concept, and it's kind of cool to think about, you know, by land or by water.
It's the coolest thing. When we have this and we reveal everything, though, it is a cool one of those human, again, another interest story that is like, whoa, who knew? And I tell you, I'm trying to pull most of these from the things that excited my fifth graders when I was teaching social studies to fifth graders. These are these stories and little, you know, I don't know if obscure facts, but, you know, kind of way of understanding things that really lit history up for them is then we would dig into these types of, you know, instead of worrying about all, you know, the date of the Declaration of Independence, I was like, we would put out these cool things. You remember last one, Pickett's Charge, July 3rd, last week, we got that in there, Pickett's Charge. But now today, the name of the first submarine and the date it was used in a military endeavor, a battle, or, you know, something out there. And then, you know, what was that military adventure? 855-752-4842.
Oh, you're adding stuff to it now, man.
Date and name gets you the t-shirt. Date and name gets you the t-shirt. You know, anybody wants to throw it in there, they can throw in a little bit after. Tom and New Berlin, Civil War, I think it was on the Mississippi, forgot the name. Tom, no.
It's got to be
early. It is not. It's not the Civil War. So there's our first attempt right there. It is not the Civil War.
Could a submarine go in the Mississippi River? Would that work?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, as long as it's, you know, are you talking about the current or the depth or
the
both?
Depth. That's what I'm thinking.
There's spots in that river that are incredibly deep. And when you're talking about submarine, how far down do you think it has to go?
Is that a hint?
Potentially. Yeah. All right. So, John, back to though, there's the question. It's out there. First caller coming in with it, name and the date, and you get a Busted Pencils t-shirt is for you. Man, here we are, though, again, Friday coming in, and Joe Biden, it has not relented. There are still continued calls for the president to kind of walk away from the new election that's coming up, kind of take a walk around the, you know, the stadium, admire, love, take all the admiration, job well done, and step out, open it up to another candidate. In fact, today, $90 million in donations from multiple donors have been put on hold, trying to convince President Biden that you should step down. Yesterday in his press conference, different ways people reacted. He, you know, didn't flub as many times as they thought. And I think even just that, though, when you're saying it's like, well, he didn't flub as many times. So now we're looking at that. However, earlier in the day, before the press conference where he held, he introduced Vladimir Zelensky from Ukraine as President Putin.
Yeah, these are not good looks, man. And you know, again, I'm going to come back to here. We're days after when we should have been talking about this, not just us discussing this, but I mean, like, come on, this is really where we're at. We can't figure this out. So glad to hear people are saying, let's hold the money. Let's figure this out. But somebody send that memo directly to my man so that he can, you know, we can figure this out, because it shouldn't be as awkward as it continues to be every day, where we're like, really? This is the best. I said it yesterday. Both parties should be asking this question of themselves. You know, but if it's going to be what it's going to be with Donald Trump being the Republican candidate, you know, then so be it. But I think most of us have a really vested interest in the beliefs that and the principles and the political framework that Joe, you know, has been, you know, representing. And I think we can do better. And I think that's what a lot of people are saying. So I would like to see someone just give the guy the nod to say, like, hey, man, you don't have to go down swinging. There's this thing called humility. Mm-hmm. That's actually like a strong value. There's this whole thing where you could say, hey, I'm surrounded by really good people. They got this. Support them, you know, and campaign to the fullest of your ability in that support. On that level, I mean, we remember like President Obama doing this kind of thing, right? It's like being able to say like, hey, man, I know lots of people are saying like, oh, we want more Obama. It's like, okay, come on, man. I did my time and it's enough. I've got great people around me. So let's go. Let's move forward with that. So I would like to see that sooner than later, please. We're way overdue on it. Let's go already. Tim, where are we at with this trivia, man?
I don't know. I'm thinking right now I see producer Jess is on the phone.
We have a clue for callers. We have a clue. We know that it is named after an animal. I'm pretty sure I remember also now being in a history lesson around. You helped me when you said fifth grade because I remember looking through pictures and I can visualize this thing. Tell me if I'm right. It kind of reminded me. It kind of looks like a submersible grenade. Am I remembering the right thing? It's a tiny kind of capsule. I think
yeah, you might be getting closer, Johnny Lupin.
I know it's earlier than the Civil War, right? So we have the Civil War comment from Tom from New Berlin. He said, this is, you know, he thinks it was used in the Civil War. And you said, no, not the Civil War. So I'm going to go on the under. It is older than the Civil War. Like submarines appeared in our U.S. history. You know, battles pre-Civil War.
All right. And right there, we got our first caller. I could see Jess right there. Jess, who we got on the line, Jess?
We've got Rita from Hartford.
All right. Rita, what's happening? Rita, you got an answer for the trivia question?
I sure do. It was a one-man submarine in the Revolutionary War. The turtle was they were trying to attach it to a British ship.
Do you got the date? You got the date?
That I can't remember the date. I got the.
Oh, Rita,
is this right, Tim? This is fascinating.
She is absolutely right. It was the Turtle, was the name of the submersible. People watching right now can see him holding up a picture of what it looks like, of what it did look like. This is one of the scale drawings, and it was used during the Revolutionary War. People are like, whoa, really? Submarines in the Revolutionary War? Yeah. Unlike President Trump last year that tried to talk about taking over airports during the Revolutionary War, there was a submarine in the Revolutionary War. It was called the Turtle. And it went after a British ship. We're going to hold Rita on this, though.
Yeah,
Rita.
Let's keep her, because she's close, man. She's pretty close. Let's keep her on.
Rita, you know, do a little Googling, and let's get you back when we come back from the break. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education and talking trivia. Turtle, Revolutionary War. When? More when we get back.
News from the center, WRCE.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
There it is. Busted Pencil, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, talking education, TGI, BPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Tim's trivia to start the show. What was the name of the first submarine used in a combat? What combat was that? Rita called in. She got it. Revolutionary War, the Turtle, an attack on the British. Still looking for a date. Jess, we still got Rita. Rita. You able to figure out the date?
Yeah.
Okay, give it to us.
September 7th, 1776.
There it is. Ding, 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 ding. Rita, superb. September 7th, 1776 in New York Harbor, going after the British ship HMS Eagle. It was a submersible called a submarine. It would literally dive under the bottom of the boat. And if you look at this thing, it had like a little hand corkscrew where it would get under the boat. It would drill into the bottom of the HMS Eagle, set an explosive in that hole.
Oh, my gosh.
Paddle your way out, because this is all human propelled, and get the heck out of there before it blows up the ship. Now, Rita, please make sure Jess, we're getting her mailing information so she can get everything. So now, though, just throw this out there. So what happened on that day? Lupinacci, any thoughts?
No idea, man. Well, I'm guessing somebody paddled that little acorn grenade thing you're holding up for people who are watching on the stream. So the turtle gets paddled down, and they try and attach it to the boats. My guess is they attached it to, you know, a boat in the Royal Navy.
Yeah,
maybe sunk a ship. I mean, I have nothing on this. I have vague memories of a picture of this in a book, or, you know, a little fact about the Revolutionary War, one of those fun facts in U.S. histories that we learned about, you know, probably read a paragraph about in a book and answered some questions at the end of the chapter. Unfortunately, that was a lot of our social studies education. But hey, I'm glad that we're having this trivia. I'm glad Rita nailed it.
Yeah,
Tim, tell us a little bit about it. I'm sure.
This is the part. So they get it out there. They train and try to learn how to use it, because you can look at this, and anybody, you know, listener, if you're not able to watch the video, pull it up, take a look at this thing, because the number of different contraptions to make this thing work. There's a hand pump to pull in water, to push out water, to allow it to dive at certain ways. There's a foot pedal to give it propulsion as it's going through the water. You've got a hand crank above you and a hand crank in front of you for drilling into the enemy's boat. And then it's got a detachable charge, you know, gunpowder that would be put into that hole that you drill into the ship. And then you got to let go, get that going, and start cranking and get your way out of there. Got into the water. They did not realize that there were going to be currents, Jess. The currents, they trained without currents. And when they got out there, the ability to take this thing out to beneath the HMS Eagle, really, really, really hard. It only has 20 minutes of air. Uh-oh. It took them 2 hours to get out there, which meant they had to pop up a couple times to bring in air. When they finally did get to the HMS Eagle and submerge down, uh-oh, bum, bum, bum. You know those wooden bottom ships? Mm-mm-mm. There was a little bit more of a protective coating on the HMS Eagle, and that corkscrew was not able to penetrate the hull of the ship, was not able to put the explosive charge in it. at this point, too. The British actually saw it. The turtle took off, dropped the charge. The charge floated away harmlessly out into the water, blew up. It was a massive failure. No ability to sink the HMS Eagle, the turtle. But it was the very first use of a submarine in a military excursion. Yeah, can you imagine sitting in that thing? It's like a little walnut that you're in. You're cranking it with your feet. You're pumping with your one hand. You're cranking the drill with the other hand. You're trying to move this, and you only have 20 minutes of breathable air while you're under the water doing this. Johnny, just too many factors, too many variables to make it a success. And the reality now, too, is there is not the original submersible, the turtle, has never been actually accounted for. There are remakes, there are models, but the actual one, it's a mystery. Where did it go? Can people find it? Is it on the bottom of New York Harbor? We don't know, but it was there altogether, though. So there it is, trivia.
There it trivia. Is. True crime listeners out there, find that original turtle. It's a missing historical artifact.
Ah, that would be. I tell you what, somebody actually finds that missing historical artifact, you get
more than a
t-shirt. You get two t-shirts. Yeah, thanks, Jess. They got it exactly right. Hey, it's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. Thank you for the trivia, Rita. Yes, you have a shirt coming in. We'll have more next week. And then Johnny, yeah. So, you know, but President Biden, you keep saying, you know, is he, you know, he could take a victory lap right now, you know, and just enjoy. People can shower him with praise. I mean, I know. Every day he doesn't
sailed a long time ago. It's going to be more like a it's time, excuse me, sir. It's time for you to please leave the building. I mean, there is a window which humility is the way, and that never closes. Like, he could still say, "Wow, you know, I really you know wanted to stay strong. I really want to always, you know, go out fighting for my country and for pride and for all these things. But you know what? I'm going to step back." And I think that window is obviously still open. But victory lapped him. I mean, I don't quite know if there is like the I think the victory lap window has closed. Can't spin this as like, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing.
Well, Ali Tom jumps right in there. Hey, everyone needs to stop with the Joe Biden exodus. He is winning. All that matters is Project 2025. Yeah.
Yeah.
He agrees with us.
Here's the thing. I agree with Tom. Even if he's winning, he's beating a lying, convicted criminal, out misogynist and racist person. Like, this is a losing day for democracy if we're basing our, you know, our decision that based on the front runner is a few points ahead of a lying, convicted criminal who's an out like proud misogynist, you know, and racist. So this is a sad moment for America. I think we could do better on both parties. I think the Democrats have a stronger chance of even widening that gap. It would be a landslide to run somebody who better represents the diverse people of this country, better represents democracy in politics. You know, we're going at it, though. We're still going. We love Tom's point. You know, he's bringing in the polls. We love the trivia today, and we're coming back with you, listeners. Stay with us. We're coming back because, you know what? Next segment, we got some fun stuff ahead. We got some fun stuff with democracy in action, and we're going to really have some fun with the rest of Friday. So stay with us, listener. We'll catch you on the next side. Busted Pencils when we get back.
Talks from beyond the grave. Welcome to the breakdown. Welcome to the end of the road. This is a breakdown. We've got nowhere else to go. Welcome to the breakdown. Welcome to the end of the road. This is a breakdown.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee is taking a good long look at the universities of Wisconsin. Committee member James Langdon suggests it may be time to undo the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and Wisconsin's other state schools.
1971 was 53 years ago. A lot of water has flowed over the dam since then, and conditions have changed.
The 18-member panel will spend the next several months talking about declining enrollment, funding levels, and graduation rates. Bail is set at $10 million for a man who police say killed a man in Columbus on the 4th of July after a bar fight. A judge ruled Jonathan Luna is a flight risk otherwise since he bought a bus ticket to Texas right after the killing. Luna is due back in court next month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Representative Todd Novak has been recognized by the Wisconsin Counties Association for legislative work related to local government on several key issues. Wednesday, Marcy Rainbolt and Chelsea Shanks from the Wisconsin Counties Association presented the Outstanding Legislator Award to Representative Novak at the state capitol. A study finds foam on Wisconsin rivers and lakes has higher PFAS levels than waters below. Researchers at UW-Madison studied 36 different types of PFAS in samples collected from foams and the very top layer of the water column across 43 rivers and lakes in the state. Samples of foam from Lake Monona showed PFAS levels up to roughly 328,000 per trillion. That's compared to a new federal drinking water regulation of just 4 parts per trillion. Among samples collected, researchers say PFAS concentrations in foam ranged from 50 to 7,000 times higher than levels in the water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pat Sajak took his fortune and left the wheel. Vanna White stayed on to assist new host Ryan Seacrest, but there are rumors they aren't getting along. Is it true? Probably, because White and Seacrest are working overtime doing things like eating dumpling soup in a restaurant together and posing for a canned photo for social media. White is under contract through 2026, but sources say she wants out sooner because she says, quote, "It is just too difficult to do this without Pat," end quote. Turn the letters? There is not good news on the horizon for Kevin Costner. His new Chapter 2 project, Horizon, an American Saga, did not perform well at the box office, or necessarily with critics. As a result, New Line Cinema and Territory Pictures have announced that Chapter 2 will not premiere in theaters as it was scheduled to do on August 16th. Instead, studios say the film can be ordered on demand July 16th and will drop on Max in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
From WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm return of premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think...
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
With
flipped our finger to the king of England. We stole our country from the Indians. We got our side and guns in our hand. Took it for
there it is. Boston Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Yeah. TGI BP.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Is more.